The American Rescue Act, signed into law by President Biden last month, is sending roughly $45 million to New Hanover County. Officials say $4 million of that is earmarked for infrastructure improvements they say will help create affordable housing. Most of the $1.9 trillion in federal COVID relief funding is required to be related to pandemic recovery, but the act also permits local water and sewer projects. That allows the county to use $4 million to extend water and sewer along Sidbury Road in northern New Hanover County. So, how will this generate affordable housing?
What it does allow is for future developers to forego their incremental share of what the cost of water and sewer extension are.
That's County Manager Chris Coudray. He's talking about system development fees, which help fund ongoing infrastructure growth and development. Developers pay those fees when they connect new units to a utility. Legally, utilities like CFPOA can't waive these fees for individual developers, even if they're a nonprofit like Habitat for Humanity. But local governments can kick in, either for specific projects or, as in this case, in general. But once fees are lowered, what prevents a developer from simply folding the savings into its bottom line and still building luxury apartments? Coudray says that could be negotiated during rezonings.
So we can get there through the rezonings that have to happen for development that we know the community wants, that we know the building community wants to provide. There's going to be rezoning. And so I think that's the mechanism by which we accomplish that.
And while the county could already do that, even without federal money or utility improvements, lowered utility fees do give staff some additional leverage, Coudray says. So how much affordable housing will the county ask for from new projects facilitated by the Sidbury Road extension?
So those are candidly policy decisions that haven't been worked out yet.
County commissioners will vote on a non-binding outline of spending priorities for the Rescue Act funding on Monday. But the formal approval of where the money officially will be spent will come as a budget ordinance, likely in mid-May. Coudray says when that happens, there could be more specific guidelines, which could more firmly tie affordable housing requirements to lowering costs for developers. For WHQR, I'm Ben Schachman.